Supporters of a Tamil family in immigration detention have made a complaint to the Victorian Children's Commissioner about the health of one of the children. The family of four from regional Queensland has been in detention for more than a year, as Isabel Rowe reports.
Australian-born Sri Lankan girl Tanika is almost 2 years old and has spent most of her life in a Melbourne detention centre. According to family friend and advocate Angela Fredericks, the little girl's new baby teeth are rotting.
Tanika struggles to eat solids.
Tanika, her sister Kopika and her parents Priya and Nadez are waiting deportation from Australia to Sri Lanka after Priya's bridging visa expired 15 months ago. Friends and supporters in their hometown of Bilawila in central Queensland have been campaigning for more than a year to get them out of detention and back into their community. After seeing photos of Tanika's teeth, Angela Fredericks says she's lodged a complaint with Victoria's Child Protection Service.
These two girls were completely healthy, beautiful little girls before they went into detention.
As well as the child protection complaints, a 190,000 signature petition has been sent to Home Affairs Minister David Coleman. With all other avenues exhausted, Angela Fredericks says ministerial intervention is the only way the family would be allowed to stay in Australia.
And it's been a long-standing feature of the Australian immigration system that the minister has the power to grant a visa where it's in the public interest. And this family, they have contributed, they've paid taxes, they're doing no harm here.
The family claims it would be dangerous to return to Sri Lanka due to past links to the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or the LTTE. Refugee advocates agree. Kandan Ratnakantan is a Melbourne-based advocate working with the family and says Sri Lanka is even more dangerous now.
Since the Easter attack, the government is checking everywhere, raiding houses, and not only the eastern province, so in Colombo, it's also in Jaffna, in the northern part of Sri Lanka.
Isabel Rowe with that report, and the ABC has contacted the Department of Home Affairs and the Home Affairs Minister for a response.